we start today's episode, just to let you know, you can now nominate for the 2025 Northern Power Women Awards to be in with a chance of celebrating with changemakers, trailblazers and advocates on the 6th of March 2025. Nominate now at wearepower.net.
Power Women Podcast. For your career and your life, no matter what business you're in.
Hello, my name's Simone, and you are very welcome at the Northern Power Women Podcast. This season, we've been talking to very many different individuals and role models about their path to power. Well, this is a very, very, very special edition as we are recording live, not just from a warship, but from the views of the Pier building live as the warm-up to Eurovision. Well, we all know that Liverpool is so proud to be hosting Eurovision on behalf of the wonderful citizens and nationals of Ukraine. Well, I am delighted today to be welcomed by two amazing role models. Two amazing role models that only 1 month ago at the Northern Power Women Awards we recognised with a special achievement. We're going to have a chat. Please bear with us on the noise. We are live on a warship and we're surrounded by some incredible guests. Where last Friday, we hosted a reception on board HMS Mersey with amazing people, including Mariana and Oksana. Mariana, Oksana, welcome to the Northern Power Women Podcast.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting us, Simone. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Could I start, Oksana, could you just tell us just about you?
Hi, I am Oksana. So I was born in Ukraine, in the village in the west part of the Ukraine. I am educated as a teacher of biology and chemistry. And 8-9 years ago, we decided to move to the Manchester, to England. And so from that time, I started again my life from the zero. So I was studying English. So when I arrived to England, I didn't speak any English. So I was just, I don't know, any. I start from the zero. So I was going to the Berry College. I finished ISOL. After I finished the teaching assistant course, I was working as a teaching assistant in primary school for 4 years. And I left this work in first day when the war started in Ukraine. It was my decision just to do something for the Ukraine. And so I became a full-time volunteer for 24/7 for 3 months. I was collecting donations. We were sending the vans, lorries to the Ukraine. We did amazing job. I have a big team of my volunteers, which I'm very, very grateful. And 3 months later, I decided, all right, Oksana, you need to pay your bills. And so I started to look for a job, and I understood in that time I had, so my job has to be related with Ukraine. And so I heard about this project, United for Ukraine, and I applied for this role, and I don't know how I got it. So since July, I'm working with Mariana on this project, and I am really grateful our company, the growth company, for this project, because like for this we help Ukrainians, so we still helping with jobs, and so for me this is not just a job, for me this is something more. This is a science of my life, so I am working and I love what I am doing, so thank you very much.
It's about amazing. Mariana, as I said, we're here on an amazing warship overlooking the Eurovision village, but this is a long way from Ukraine. Can you tell me a bit about where you're from and what your life is like?
Thank you. Hi, everyone. It's a great honor for me to stand here in front of you and talk about us and talk about Ukraine in the heart of England, in the heart of everything that is going on in the modern world. I was born in the west, in the western Ukraine, Lviv region, the town of Stryi, And I have never been thinking that I would be living in the UK doing something incredible. I'm a teacher as well. So I'm a teacher of English and French from Ukraine, and I'm a qualified teacher in the UK as well. I've been teaching my whole life, and I was thinking that I would be teaching till I'm retired, but you never guess what's going to happen next. So when I moved to Manchester 2 years ago, I started doing my PhD, but then life became very boring and I thought that I should be doing something totally different because I'm a people person and I have to be in the middle of communication, the middle of interaction. And this is how I found the job in the growth company. And that was something great, which I started doing 2 years ago because I felt very cared for. I felt a very important person in the team, which is a great feeling. And when the war started, we launched this project. It's a kind of a baby for me because I was there at the beginning. We had Michelle, Haley, our team. We had a number of great business representatives from the north joining our team. And this is how United for Ukraine was born. This is more than a job for me as well because I'm Ukrainian myself. My war started in 2014 when a close friend of mine was killed. And I know how many of you feel now, but I'm happy that you managed to save your life, that you managed to save the life of your kids. And something brought you here. If you are here, that means something. And we managed to get at this point together. I'm not a fatalist, but I believe that something important is bringing us somewhere. And that's why we managed to get at this point in the universe. And I'm proud that we managed to achieve some great results so far. In the north, we managed to help more than 1,000 Ukrainians so far in a year. We managed to get into employment more than 220 people so far. This is what we know, but probably that would be double more at least, because when people get to us, they can get some light touch support and they are ready to go on their own. Or they can stay with us for a while until they get support they need. Because we provide support with employment, we provide support with educational services, wraparound service, kind of, because we do coaching, we do interview preparation. And now we've got another baby of ours, and we are very proud to represent this as well. We launched a project, but we managed to get this especially for Ukrainians. And I'm very proud to be talking about this now, Restart for Ukraine. Because we as Ukrainians know what Ukrainians need here. We know how to introduce them to the labor market in the UK and labor market to them. We know how to support them because we were in their shoes. We started our life from scratch in this country as well. And we managed to achieve some great results. We managed to achieve more than 50 referrals so far in a month, which sounds really incredible. So I'm happy that I'm here. I would have never been thinking that I would be doing this job, but this is not a job anymore. And they say if you do what you love, you're not working. So I'm not working. I'm having some great time with you and your company on this ship. So thank you very much for joining us here. Thank you for inviting. Thank you for having us on board.
Thank you. You know, we've got some employees in the audience today who've actually got a starter, starting some individual from United for Ukraine as well. So that's amazing. So the more we can hear about the positive success stories as well, I think that will breed more success out of this real adversity. And we'll put all the details in the show notes of about how employers can get involved. But can I ask, how does it feel to see Liverpool turn blue and yellow over the last few weeks in the build-up to Eurovision?
How? I will tell you how. So we arrived with Mariana on 4th of May, first time to Liverpool. So I think 1,000 pictures around Liverpool. So it feels like that.
And to you, Mariana, how does it feel? And what is Liverpool? You feel home.
I feel home. Everything is yellow and blue. And I feel so great about that, really. And our flags are everywhere and pictures, site use. So yeah, 1,000 pictures were taken on the 4th today and so on. So yeah.
And a really important question. Who's going to win?
Ukraine?
No, don't.
There we go. No, not Finland. No, sorry. No, sorry. Just me, no, like sorry. The green outfits. Just putting it out there. Of course, Ukraine. So thank you, Oksana, Mariana, for joining us today. Thank you to all of our live audience. We've not done this in a long time. Thank you all so much for joining us. Please do keep that support going, because as I say, every single small thing can add to such massive things as well and really make a difference. Please do stay connected on all our social channels at North Powerman on Twitter and Northern Powerman on all our others. And please leave us a review. We love a review. Podcast at northernpowerwomen.com. Please join us every week when you will hear our Path to Power series with amazing role models like Mariana and Oksana. You've been listening to the Northern Powerman podcast, a What Goes On Media production.
Thank you.